As a single woman, commentator Gwen Macsai struggled to find a husband. Well, time has passed, and she now understands the meaning of the phrase, "Be careful what you wish for."
It's late at night. It's raining and thundering. Your husband's not home yet, and you think to yourself, he could be dead on the road. And then a minute goes by, and you think to yourself, wait a minute, he could be dead on the road. All women, at some point or another, secretly wish their husbands dead. Okay, not dead, but, you know, gone for a while, day, week, decade, what have you. You see, every woman married the same kind of man, the oblivious kind. The house could be on fire, burning down around him, and, like Mr. Magoo, he just shuffles on over to the thermostat and turns it down. It's not that men don't know how to, say, clean a room as well as women do.
I do.
They just never notice that it's dirty.
Oh.
And it's not that they have a personal aversion to replacing the rancid, mildewed sponge that has been sitting next to the faucet for a year or two. They just never notice that the kitchen smells like there's a dead body under the sink.
Smell what? I don't smell anything.
This is every woman's curse. Some women are able to laugh it off. But I don't know anyone like that.
Oh.
Though I have to admit that the same man who doesn't notice, say, that you've, I don't know, rearranged the entire house, is also unlikely to notice the 20 or 30 pounds that you've gained. And that's something. Perhaps you disagree with me. You've never wished your husband dead. To you, I say congratulations. You're a better person than I. More patient, more benevolent, more optimistic, and certainly more seriously in denial. But just wait. Someday, when you have a breast infection, you're nursing twins with a 2-year-old who's throwing up everywhere, and your husband waltzes in and says breezily, "So, how's your day, dear?" You might experience a tiny pang of schadenfreude, and didn't wish him dead necessarily, but perhaps just covered in puke and a breast infection. But then you realize, with all the suffering he'd be doing, there would only be one person in the world who would have to deal with him. You.
Me?
Yes, you. See, sick just means more work for you. Dead is really much better. I know what's going through your head right about now. She must have a terrible marriage. Au contraire! We have an excellent marriage. We share everything. And as soon as he hears this, he'll be sharing this fantasy involving me. Late at night, it's raining, thundering. He's thinking to himself, she could be dead on the road. And then a minute goes by and he thinks to himself, she could be dead on the road.
Gwen Macsai lives in Evanston, Illinois.